And now we're going to be speaking with Rhonda Breen. Rhonda is a local printmaker who has a new exhibition happening at Fremantle Arts Centre. She has a new exhibition at Tresillian Arts Centre. She learned printmaking at Fremantle Arts Centre. The exhibition is Dances with Whales and Swimming with Whales, and it's an exploration of what it is to be one with nature or to be nature. She joins us now to talk about printmaking as an arts practice and the concepts behind this exhibition. Rhonda, welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much.
Rhonda, so nice to speak to you. So you, as I just said, learned about printmaking at the Fremantle Arts Centre. You did a printmaking course there. What was it that kind of spurred you on to start learning printmaking?
Well, it was my first ballerina. I did a monotype in black and white, so black ink on white paper. And just working in the negative and working in mirror image and achieving such great painterly expression of that, it just caught my heart on fire.
You found it interesting the ways that you could use printmaking to... or the practice of printmaking and those skills to create something that actually had a painterly feel to it.
Yes, very expressive. And actually being able to take a snapshot of action, of movement, of all the labor that ballerinas put in the studio. You know, it could be captured so beautifully and so expressively through printmaking.
Do you think that that's been something that you have followed through into this exploration that you're doing now into nature and the sea? Is this capturing of movement and capturing of something as an observer?
Yes, that kind of was a launch pad for me to apply, you know, because I'm a scientist, that's my first degree program I did was biology. And so I had a very deep connection with the ocean because I spent a lot of time doing research on the ocean. And I spent a lot of time here at the beach because I have a strong connection with the ocean. And I even learned how to pilot a small aircraft because I wanted to know what it was like to move with the air currents. So movement...
No way.
Yeah.
I mean, that is commitment to the art, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite a commitment. It's maybe a little over the top, but I do kind of like, I really like to dive in. I really like to get into the elements, and I really wanted to understand my connection with nature, and we move through nature. And so it was exploring myself really and how I'm connected in this world. And I just began with the elements I love most, which are water and air. And what I came to was that we are nature. There is no disconnect. We've actually maybe disconnected a bit too much with nature, and people want to reconnect with nature, but what they're really doing is reconnecting with their own self, because they are nature. We're connected to everything at all times.
And it feels like your opinion on this is that movement is integral to reconnecting with ourselves and reconnecting with this idea of us being part of nature.
Yes, everything is in constant movement. Even I learned in science that even like something like a table or a chair, even though it looks static, even though it looks solid, you know, the electrons and the protons, the atoms in it are constantly moving. So we are always moving. Everything is in movement at all times. You know, we are spiraling through space at all times. There is constant movement. So being able to move will help you reconnect with your body. It helps you reconnect with the elements.
What can we expect to see on the walls as part of this exhibition? What kind of have you produced that speaks to this idea of being in motion and reconnection?
Well, I have dancers, I have whales, and I have veils. And so, but they're all about movement. And I went from sort of, you know, because everybody loves Degas. I love Degas, but I don't consider myself on the same level with Degas because I'm a little bit different. Degas was about formlessness And I'm about embracing the form and connecting it with other forms and creating kind of something intangible, something we can't quite put our hand on, which is about ambiguity and about how, even though there do appear to be differences in form, looked at different perspectives and looked within a space like in the ocean or in the air, things can seem quite ambiguous to us. But our brain likes to make sense of chaos, mm-hmm. so it creates form. Even though what we are seeing might not be exactly what we think it is, it will try to create form. So in my show, you will see lots of very good, strong form in my dancers and whales, but there will be other elements. I introduce the veils, and I put layers of roses, and I put other layers of, to give textural, a different kind of a context to it that will make it seem somewhat ambiguous. And you can maybe interpret it interpret different forms within the work.
So it's kind of like what you can interpret from that image.
Yes, everybody has a different interpretation. At times they think my dancers are butterflies. At times they think the swimming with veils, which is me actually in the water, swimming with my veils, they think it's a whale or some kind of jellyfish or, so people aren't quite sure until I point it out, but I don't like to point it out. I like to hear the feedback from people. Someone thought the in my IC, which is the featured piece of my invitation, they thought that the big eye in that was a kraken, which was an interesting thing because it is actually something entirely different for me, but I like hearing other people's perspectives on that. So you will have a journey through this it's about ambiguity. And how the ambiguity is a reflection of the fact that we are nature. We are all connected. There's really no, even though there is me and there is a whale, we are still connected and we are one. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%.
Good.
This is an exhibition which explores the ideas of separation and connection with nature and with ourselves. And it's open already. So it opened on the 10th of February. You can head down to Tresillian Art Centre until the 3rd of March to see these works by Rhonda Breen. It's called Dancing with Whales and Dances with Whales and Swimming with Veils. And it's happening right now at Tresillian Art Centre. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us on Art Beat to talk about this exhibition.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's a real privilege and an honour. So thank you so much.
That was Rhonda Breen talking about her exhibition, Dances with Whales and Swimming with Veils, happening at Tresillian Art Centre right now until the 3rd of March. You're listening to Art Beat on RTR FM 92.1.
Art Beat.